Longtime radio broadcaster Ken Behrens of Bloomington Normal is being remembered for his sense of humor and upbeat outlook, even as he stared down the disease that took his life. WGLT's Eric Stock looks back at the life of Ken Behrens. He lost a lengthy battle with cancer at age 71.
Behrens is best known for the 3 decades he spent behind the mic at WJBC in Bloomington. Former colleague Dan Swain, he calls Behrens the most prepared broadcaster he ever knew. He says that's what made him so good at his craft.
He had the lost art of storytelling without making him the biggest part of the story. I could just listen to all of his stories about the era that I think he loved and appreciated the most of the early part of the last century.
Swainy says he thinks of Behrens as an old soul, noting his love of antique cars.
If there's ever a person that I wanted to use the word reincarnated, Ken would be the guy. Because I just have this feeling that there's a person inside Ken that was there 100 years ago.
Mary Simon worked with Behrens for decades as he promoted the Conklin Barn Dinner Theater she owns in Goodfield while he was a radio host. Behrens also performed at the barn several times himself as a stand-up comic and as an actor.
One of the easiest people that I've ever had the privilege to work with, and one of the dearest friends that I've ever had the privilege to have in my life. He always a good word, never negative.
Simon most fondly remembers Behrens playing her husband while her now late partner Chance played the grandfather in the show Squabbles. She says that fit Behrens' skill best as a personality actor.
90% of the people on television are personality actors. You know, they do what they know how to do. But a hilarious comedian. And he wrote his own material, and he really had a wonderful stand-up act. He could do you 20 minutes, or he could do you an hour and a half.
Simon recalls Behrens also performed with George Rock of the Spike Jones Band, a group you might remember for this holiday classic. Rock had retired to Farmer City and had become ill. Rock died the day after the performance.
I don't know too many people that didn't love Ken Behrens.
John Munson worked alongside Behrens for 30 years at WJBC. He recalled his fondest memories of Behrens came when Behrens would enter the studio during their 5 minutes of daily transition time between shows.
There was always laughter in that 5 minutes. He'd come in and open with a joke almost every morning. And just to harass him, I would do my best to keep a poker face and indicate just by my silence that I didn't think it was very funny. But it didn't bother him. Most of the time, at least much of the time, I would end up laughing anyway.
Munson notes the irony of their parallel lives and how it contrasted the content of their shows.
I always kidded him that we were so much alike because we both came from small towns. Ken came from Piatone, I from Gibson City. We were each an only child. Each of our dads had an automobile agency, Chevy for me, Ford for him. We each had 2 daughters. We ended up living in the same neighborhood.
Munson says Behrens' draw was he made listeners comfortable. He says he stayed in contact with Behrens during his cancer battle.
The grace with which he handled that was just unbelievable. It wasn't like he avoided talking about it. He was willing to talk about it.
And longtime friend Dan Swain, he says that gets to the essence of who Ken Behrens was, someone who simply wanted to make you smile. And he says that persona came across the airwaves every day for decades.
If you wanted to talk politics, Ken could talk politics with you, but he chose not to because he always thought that his time on the radio was limited. Why not make it something that would make people happy? And to that end, I have no doubt and no reservation in saying Ken accomplished that goal very well.
Behrens retired from broadcasting in 2002, which means anyone college age or younger likely never heard his show. Swainy says they don't know what they missed. I'm Eric Stock.
Ken Behrens endured a 2-year battle with lung cancer. His friends call it a cruel irony. He did not smoke.